This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Western soul is how the Hacienda Brothers describe their music. It's a hybrid of country and soul music that's, well, really soulful. My guests are Chris Gaffney, who does most of the vocals and plays accordion, and Dave Gonzalez, who plays guitar and also sings. Gonzalez used to be with the band The Paladins, Gaffney was with Cold Hard Facts, and toured with Dave Alvin's band, Guilty Men. The new Hacienda Brothers CD, What's Wrong with Right, was produced by Dan Penn, who also produced their first CD. Penn was a key figure at the Muscle Shoals studio in Alabama in the 60s and co-wrote the soul classics Do Right Woman, Cry Like a Baby, and Dark End of the Street. The Hacienda Brothers' new CD includes the Dan Penn song It Tears Me Up.
I see him kiss your lips, squeeze your fingertips, and it tears me up. It's a cold, cold world I'm living in. I turn my back and there you are with my best friend. Sometimes we pass on the street, darling. You look at me as if to say, I'm sorry, my sweet. Maybe by saying sorry ain't good enough. But you look at me with that certain smile. Baby, it tears me up.
Chris Gaffney, Dave Gonzalez, welcome to Fresh Air. Chris, what led you to this hybrid of soul and country music?
Well, I listened to soul music all my life when I grew up. Basically, I was like a big Otis Redding fan. Played in a few bands, Western bands. Played a little while with Webb Pierce and Ferlin Husky. I just played bass then, never sang. But when it came time to sing, I liked country and soul. If you live long enough, you're going to hear a lot of music. And those are the two favorite types of music that I like.
When we made our first demos, Chris and I together writing some songs, and we were kicking around the idea of having this band, and we hadn't even had a name for our band yet, and we didn't like really know what we were calling it. We were just mixing up soul and country and, you know, just kind of a vintage sound, trying to write some nice songs. We were hanging out in Tucson, and we sent our first demo out to Dan Penn. He lives in Nashville, Tennessee, and he called us up on the telephone and said, "Hey, you boys, I really like this demo you sent me. It sounds like Western soul." He's the one that named us that, and he's the first guy I ever heard it call it that.
So has working with Dan Penn, who's a great producer and songwriter, changed your music in any way? Is there something you can point to on the album and say it would have sounded really different without him?
Well, I just think he improved it. He's just a great producer. He's been in the studio his whole life. He wrote his first hit song when he was 15 years old for Conway Twitty.
It's a Bluebird Blue.
That's right. And it's just an honor to have Chris and I to be able to work with him and get in the studio. He knows how to find the groove. He knows how to find the soul and the groove. And, you know, he just has a feel, and you just got to trust your producer on that. And we've been very lucky to be able to do it.
Before we get to some originals from What's Wrong with Right, I want to play another song that will be familiar to a lot of our listeners. So this is a Cowboys to Girls that was a hit for the Intruders in 1968. It was written by Gamble and Huff, two of the guys behind the Philly Sound. So why did you choose to do this song?
I graduated in 1968, and it was one of those songs. It was a magic song that year. It was one of those songs that got people on the dance floor. And if you had your lady with you, that was the one you wanted to dance to. I have been known to go out on the dance floor by myself.
Which is particularly hard to do with a slow dance, isn't it?
yeah, slow dancing with myself.
So let's hear Cowboys to Girls. This is the Hacienda Brothers from their latest CD, What's Wrong with Right.
I remember when I used to see you jumping rope, up and down. I remember when you got your first baby coach. But you were young, you didn't understand. Now you're a woman and I'm a man. It's my lips you're kissing.
The Hacienda Brothers from their CD, What's Wrong With Right. And my guests are lead singer Chris Gaffney and Dave Gonzalez, who plays guitar and also does some of the singing on the CD. Chris, I read that you were a boxer before you became a professional musician, and you actually won a Golden Gloves tournament. Is that right?
Yes.
What year?
Yes, you can call me 1967.
That's great. So how did you start boxing?
I started awkwardly. I had a great trainer named George Latka, who, God bless him, I hope he's still alive while we're talking. He's 93. He would get behind us kids and actually show us how our arms could move, because boxing is very unnatural. But I had a slick trainer, and then later on I hooked up with Jackie McCoy, who had 5 world champions. And I got to be in the ring with some great people. And since I wasn't much of a, what they call a one-punch knockout artist, I just learned how to work hard and make moves and slip and move and give angles. I've never been a handsome man, but my nose is not all jacked up, you know, if you look at the pictures.
Right. Do you have other injuries?
I can barely see out of my left eye. I had a detached retina in my last fight.
Is that why it was your last fight, because of the detached retina?
Well, in those days, you know, you thought you could recover. I went blind for about 15 seconds.
Completely blind?
And one eye, yeah. And it came back and it healed itself. Now with the new technology, you know, they take care of fighters.
You have a song that you wrote on the new CD, What's Wrong With Right, that's about boxing. It's about a boxer.
Uh-huh. I wrote that about the great Barry McGuigan from Belfast. He had a world championship belt. I don't have that. But his dad used to sing Danny Boy before each and every one of his fights. My dad would come to all my fights, and in the dressing room he would sing things like Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime, you know, because my dad was a partier. Pat McGuigan, Barry's dad, would sing Danny Boy before each and every fight. And he passed away a month before Barry fought Stevie Cruz from Fort Worth for the title. And I could see it in the way Barry moved in the ring, that he was just not all there. He went the whole 15 rounds, but it was pathetic. All his strength had been sapped from him. You know, and of course I had thrown a line about Las Vegas, but that's not what took it out of him, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, this is a great song, and I'd like to play it. So this is from the Hacienda Brothers' new CD, What's Wrong With Right. And the song is called If Daddy Don't Sing Danny Boy Tonight, and it's written and sung by Chris Gaffney.
I was a fighting champion from Belfast, Ireland, when I kissed my mother goodbye. Dad had gone 1 month before I looked in her dead eyes. She said, I know you're strong and I know you're brave, and in my heart you're mine. But I fear for you down with my soul if Daddy don't sing Danny Boy tonight. Las Vegas heat, it sapped my strength beneath the ringside lights. And a brown skinned boy from Fort Worth, Texas is trying to take my life. But my title, it's worth more to me than even drawing breath. So in memory of my dear old dad, I'll fight him to the death. Some fight for love.
That's a song from the new Hacienda Brothers CD. And my guests are Chris Gaffney, who wrote the song and sang the song that we just heard, and Dave Gonzalez, who's the guitarist on the album. They comprise the Hacienda Brothers. So how did you get into music from boxing?
I guess I got lucky.
Well, you said, you know, you used to play, well, you still play accordion, but I think you started playing it when you were a boy. What were you playing? Why was accordion your instrument?
Well, this is an odd story, but I'll synopsize it. There are those people that come in the neighborhood, well, this is in the 50s, that either sell you accordion lessons or there's a guy with a Shetland pony you can get your picture taken on. My parents couldn't afford a piano, so they thought that I should go to Joe Vandervoogt's Central School of Music to learn accordion, and it was a bummer. It was because I'm very much into sports, and looking out your window at people playing, throwing the football while you're playing Lady of Spain is a bummer. That's how I got into it.
So when you started playing in bands, did you see a place for accordion in it?
No, I had no. I wanted to be in UFO. I wanted to be in a rock band.
One more thing. You know, when you started playing music, I know one of the people who you accompanied was Webb Pierce. I don't know whether that was just once at a bar or whether you actually toured with him.
I was in a house band in Toronto, Canada, a place called the Horseshoe Tavern. And sometimes guys would come through without bands, and so you get to you accompany them. Because they come through, and they're maybe on the downside of their career, and then, but then you'd have people like come in self-contained, like Waylon Jennings. Mm-hmm. He didn't need me.
Right.
He had his own band.
You know, with Webb Pierce, I really love his song "There Stands the Glass," and I was recently at the Country Music Hall of Fame Museum in Nashville, and Webb Pierce's customized car is in it. It's lined with silver dollars, and the car handles are ivory pistols. So I imagine I imagine he wasn't riding that car when.
No, Webb Pierce was living the dream. You know, hey, more power to him.
Uh-huh.
He was not difficult to work with because you know, you're happy to work with a legend. But no, he did not drive that car to the gig.
Well, Dave Gonzalez, your turn.
No problem.
How did you start listening seriously to music?
I grew up in a real musical family, and I was very lucky about it. My grandmother was married to a gentleman that was basically like my step-grandfather. She was married to a man that was in the Stan Kenton band. His name was Gene Roland.
Oh.
She was into jazz and blues and really a wonderful woman, my mother's mother. And my mom was into rock and roll. She grew up with music, and she was into the Stones and the Beatles and anything that was new and rocking that came out. I heard that. And then on the other side of my family, I'm half Mexican. I heard Mexican music every time I was over there at my other grandma's house. And my father, who's from Tucson, loves country music. And when I was a kid, he'd bring home a record by Waylon or Buck Owens or George Jones, Merle Haggard, Lefty Frizzell, he loves all those records. So I loved that stuff too, you know. I loved it all the way across the board, from jazz to blues. You know, I always say from Buck Owens to B.B. King, you know. I just loved it all. And there was just seemed to be always a guitar around in the family. There was a piano in the house. And there was just always music going on. Early on, when I was 20 years old, I formed a band called The Paladins. And I was with that band for 23 years. I wanted to have a bigger band. And I wanted to do more songwriting and be able to just play all kinds of rhythm guitar and just concentrate more on songwriting and the production end of it, and be able to work with a singer like Chris, you know. And when we first started kicking this thing around, it was like a big step for me to be able to write just about anything that came into my mind, any melody that floated through the air, or any kind of thing I chased after, because I had a singer here that could really take it, you know, and just trying to write better songs, you know. Just every day I just try to write.
So you mentioned that you like writing songs for Chris to sing. Let me mention a song that you wrote that's on the new CD called The Last Time. It's a country kind of song. Did you write this for Chris?
That one I actually just wrote. I was coming home from Europe, and I was on the airplane. And I was listening to a lot of Ray Price at the time.
He wrote it for Ray Price, but I was available.
Yeah, exactly. That's very true. You know, I sometimes get into these different records, like Nightlife at the time was 1963, Ray Price's Nightlife record, which I think is one of the all-time great country records. And I went over to Europe on a six-week tour, and that's the only record I took with me. And anytime I felt like listening to music instead of playing my guitar or rehearsing or playing on stage, I listened to Nightlife. So I figured one of these days, if I could just have a dream come true, I'd write a song for Ray Price and pitch it to him. And I've never got a chance to meet him, but when I first heard Chris Gaffney singing, I was like, wow, he can sing like Ray Price. He can sing like Percy Sledge. He can sing like Waylon. He can sing like James Brown. I mean, he's such a well-rounded singer, and I liked the song a lot, and I knew Chris could really sing it. And well, Dan Penn felt the same way about that song and suggested we cut it, and I'm really glad we did. I think it came out real good.
So Dave, I know you wrote this for Ray Price, but I think you really are lucky to have Chris Gaffney singing it. So
I sure am.
So here's The Last Time from the Hacienda Brothers' new CD, What's Wrong with Right.
Just before you leave again tonight, and make believe that wrong is right, make sure you understand we're really through. So many times I take you back, then realize the heart you lack. Yes, this time is the last time that we're through. You just don't seem to care about the one who really loved you, who placed nobody else in this whole wide world above you. So before you leave and think you're right, you're wrong again, it's our last fight. Yes, this time is the last time that we're through.
Dave, there's an instrumental that you co-composed for the new CD. It's mm-hmm. a great track. I see it as a kind of homage to kind of like Ennio Morricone westerns, to the music you wrote for westerns like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So what is it you're playing on this? Is it a baritone guitar?
Yes, it is. It's a baritone guitar, and there's also some Spanish nylon string guitar there, which is played by Hank Maniger, our great bass player. He's also a very good guitar player. And a lot of people think that's a harmonica, but it's not. It's Chris playing Western-style accordion. The place that we wrote a lot of these tunes at, Tucson, in the Sonoran Desert, where those saguaros grow, we went out to this real special place called Gates Pass. It's just west of Tucson, not too far outside of town. And we were hanging out there on top of this lookout point. That's where Dan Penn and I wrote that song, Looking for Loneliness. We wrote it right out there. And when we were out there this year, January, recording this record, I went out there to that pass to look around and try to get some inspiration. And there was this one spot where there was a giant saguaro cactus, and then there was a little one right below it, and it looked exactly the same. And I looked right at that and had the title immediately pop into my head, Son of Saguaro.
So why don't we hear Son of Saguaro? And this is from the Hacienda Brothers' new CD, What's Wrong with Right. An instrumental written by my guest Dave Gonzalez, who along with my other guest Chris Gaffney are the founders of the Hacienda Brothers, and the track we just heard is from their new CD, What's
May
Wrong
I Add
with
That
Right.
My bassist Hank Maniger co-wrote that song with me, and we were Hank and I put that one together, brought it to the band, and so I'd like to say thanks to everybody for pitching in with that. We brought it in, but you know, all those different sounds, the great steel guitar and the beautiful piano of Joe Terry, and the Western accordion sound, Chris Gaffney.
The title track of your CD is What's Wrong with Right, which is a song that Dan Penn co-wrote with you, Dave Gonzalez. Would you talk a little bit about the song, about writing it with Dan Penn, and why you chose it as the title track?
Well, it just became the title track after Dan produced it, you know, and we were hanging out. Chris and I were in Nashville last summer, and we ended up going down to Vernon, Alabama, where he's from, just south of Muscle Shoals, and he's got some hot rod cars, I've got some hot rod cars. We were kicking around his backyard, messing around with old cars, working on them, and I had this one title in my head, that's all I had, and I just looked right at Dan. I said, you know, I have this one title, that's all I got, and I haven't even started writing it, but I just think it's a real catchy phrase, and I just wonder what you would think about it. And he looked right at me dead in the eye, and I said, Dan, what's wrong with right? And he just looked straight back right in my eyes, and he said, am I holding you too tight? And we just knew that we had something we could run with right on the spot. And we had a little cassette, four-track cassette demo machine there, and he had a little 63 Airstream trailer in the back of his barn, and we just went in there with a guitar and a microphone, and we wrote that song that night. But What's Wrong with Right? It's just a straight-up, beautiful song about love. And it's a waltz, which is kind of unique, too.
Well, I've really enjoyed speaking with you both. It's a wonderful CD. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, hon.
Thank you, Terry.
And my guests have been Chris Gaffney and Dave Gonzalez of the Hacienda Brothers. And here's the title track from their new CD.
What's Wrong with Right? Do I hold you too tight? You've grown cool to my touch. Am I asking too much? And what's wrong with love? Don't we fit like a glove?
why we don't even fight. So honey, what's wrong with right? I don't wanna see another breakup.